Talk about Jamie Carragher. Let's have a chat about the season, how it's gone for the Reds, and also to look ahead to what needs to be done in the summer. And obviously, there's the lads who've just departed with a good amount of fuss on Saturday, although maybe a bit of distraction that stopped Liverpool from being able to win the game. I think we'll start with the way the season's gone, Jamie, first and foremost. Liverpool do not go into seasons anymore thinking that fifth is acceptable. So let's just be crystal clear. They've come fifth and it's not been good enough.
No, it's been a million miles away from what we're used to under this manager and team. And it's not just to come fifth. I think it's there's been performances through the season. There's probably, you're probably not far away from double figures, I would say, in certain performances where you're taken aback by how poor it was. I go back to the first game of Fulham, Napoli away, United away.
Brighton away.
Brighton, Wolves. You know, you're sort of getting up to sort of almost 10 performances where you're just thinking, this is not Liverpool. They haven't just lost. This is like, almost feels as bad as it gets. I mean, it felt like two or three times this season we were saying, that's the worst performance we've seen under a Jurgen Klopp team in 6, 7 years. So that's it was pretty poor. But still going to be two or three games to go, we're still in a fighting chance away in terms of the Champions League. So I don't worry about getting back into the Champions League next season massively. I'd still always put Liverpool in that top four and still be one of the biggest challenges to Man City if, you know, we get it right in the summer. But I just think this season feels like an end of an era.
You had a couple of them. I was thinking about this when I knew you were coming in. You know, I always remember Ferguson had this odd confidence in the summer of 2009 that Liverpool wouldn't be able to do it again. And then there's the Alonso goes, Aquilani comes in, a couple of other bits and pieces. And there was all the behind-the-scenes stuff. But I remember during that season at times thinking, this doesn't feel like a Rafa Benitez Liverpool. I think that must be a tough dressing room to be in when you've been and you've been playing. You've had 04, 05, which is inconsistent, but then 05, 06, tell you what, that Liverpool team wins its battles. You go from there to suddenly feel like we're not winning our battles at times here, which is, I think, what happens in 09-10. You know, I feel as though that, and in 09-10, I think the same thing happens where it starts poorly, it then gets worse with everyone, and then at the end, you pull a bit of a run together. Do you feel as though in that dressing room there'll have been some really big, hard conversations over the course of this season about not winning our battles and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think this season, I think it's slightly different in the fact that this team and manager have got so much goodwill that you can almost say, well, okay, this manager's going to be allowed to almost build a new team, build a new system.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it wasn't just that season. It was the same under Gerard Houllier. After both seasons, after we almost won the league, the next season wasn't just not winning the league. It was a massive drop-off. It felt like you were going back to square one because under both managers, Houllier and Benitez, every year was progression. So it felt like you were just every step higher in terms of going to the title. And then you'd almost go from second to fifth. It wasn't even going to like third or, you know, and the drop-off was so big, a bit like this drop-off that we've seen right now. But I think this team and manager have got so much goodwill in the bank that, you know, they can go again and go for another 2 or 3 years with different players, of course. But it almost felt like it was the end for the manager, I felt, in Gerard Houllier's time and Rafa Benitez's time, because it was all about this manager's job is to bring us back the Premier League title. And that's what it was. And it was a building block to that. Both managers talked about 4 or 5 year plans to do that. And we were at the end of that plan. And it was almost like we were going back to the beginning. And that's why I think things changed.